It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer Kent. After the fatal shooting of Green Bay High School graduate Alex Preddy by federal agents on Saturday, FBI Director Kash Patel raised concerns about Preddy's possession of a firearm on the scene.
You cannot bring a firearm loaded with multiple magazines to any sort of protest that you want. It's that simple. You don't have that right to break the law and incite violence.
And when President Donald Trump was asked by a reporter if Preddy was an assassin, he said no, but, quote, you can't have guns, you can't walk in with guns, you just can't do that. Preddy was carrying a holstered firearm and had a concealed carry permit. Videos and a preliminary Department of Homeland Security report indicate that he did not draw or brandish the firearm.
These statements by officials in the Trump administration have raised concerns from some Wisconsin Second Amendment advocates.
Tom Grieve is a former state prosecutor and Second Amendment attorney based in Wisconsin and is on the U.S. Concealed Carry Association Council. He covers these issues on his YouTube channel. Tom, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hey, I appreciate being here. Thanks, Rob.
And Blake Alvarenguez, founder of the Forward Initiative, which offers free firearm safety and concealed carry weapon classes in the Madison area. Blake, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me on, Rob.
Tom, let's first get your reaction to those comments by FBI Director Patel. Is it illegal to carry a firearm during a protest? What's your reaction?
No. You are, just to be clear for the record, you are allowed to practice more than one basic constitutional right at the same time. So First Amendment, Second Amendment, that in and of itself is perfectly okay.
Blake, as a teacher and firearm owner, what do you make of this situation with Preddy and the comments from the Trump administration, the president, the FBI director, and others pointing at his possession of a firearm as part of what incited the shooting?
Alex Preddy had every right as a Minnesota resident and as an American citizen to be concealed carrying while practicing his First Amendment rights, whether he's in Minnesota as a licensee or in Wisconsin. He had every right to be there to peacefully observe. The language coming out of the White House and the FBI are inexcusable and are everything against we have as American citizens and our rights.
Tom, what would you want to see from law enforcement, local, state, federal, when it comes to awareness of how to interact with that citizen who may be protesting? There may be a confrontation. They see that holstered weapon, but it is not drawn or used.
Yeah, I think that from law enforcement needs to obviously contextualize what's going on. If that person is, and I'm not suggesting that that is what was happening with Mr. Preddy in Minnesota on Saturday, the 24th, but if that individual is interfering with an investigation, if they are somehow breaking the law, that obviously dynamically changes the situation. Otherwise, an individual with a firearm by themselves is perfectly lawful, and law enforcement, of course, needs to be aware of that, and they need to be able to professionally approach that person and not escalate anything.
And Blake, do you want to elaborate on that? What kind of things would you like to see from that citizen with the firearm in this situation and from the law enforcement?
From what I saw and all the reports I've seen, Alex Preddy was being perfectly safe and responsible. He was licensed. He had his firearm holstered appropriately through the entire interaction. You know, you saw that it stayed secured even after he was brought to the ground by these law enforcement officers. There is nothing he did wrong.
We're talking about concealed firearms and the law. After comments from President Trump and administration officials about Alex Preddy's possession of a licensed concealed firearm when he was shot by federal immigration agents, Tom Grieve is a former state prosecutor, Second Amendment commentator based in Wisconsin, Blake Alvarenga, founder of the Forward Initiative, which offers free firearm safety and concealed carry training around Madison. Another comment from a Republican official, I want to listen to Congressional Representative Tom Tiffany, candidate for governor now. A reporter asked if people should be allowed to concealed carry at a protest. Here's a listen to his response.
If it's provided in the law in your state, yes, you should be able to conceal carry. But, I mean, you should also think about when you're going to go into a situation like that. I mean, be sure to think about the ramifications of that.
Hey, Blake, that's a different kind of answer. Yes, legal, Representative Tiffany says, but is it wise? Is it a smart decision? When you're working with people, maybe training people, Blake, what kind of advice would you give them about when and whether to have that firearm in what could be a difficult situation?
I would never advise a student to seek out confrontation, especially armed confrontation. It's irresponsible, and you never want to put yourself in a situation where anyone's life is in danger. However, from what I've seen and the reporting I've seen, Alex Preddy, maintained his distance, maintained his situational awareness. His firearm remained holstered at all times. He was communicative, and he was very clear with his body language and his actions what he was doing and what he was doing there. If a student of mine practiced and followed all the same systems as Alex Preddy, I would just be as distraught.
And Blake, as a gun rights advocate, you know that generally Republicans and Democrats are split on gun ownership and gun rights. The stereotype: Republicans oppose gun control, Democrats favor of it. What do you make of the politics of this as we look at this particular situation?
Kind of how America treats gun and gun culture. I think it's very skewed in the media and in reporting. Many Democrats, liberals, people on the left absolutely own firearms and care about firearm rights. And there are people on the right who would like to see bigger government with, the ability to disarm certain populations. I think the conversation should be more about working class people and their ability to practice the Second Amendment, whether it's in their daily life or during protests. And I think we really see that disconnect in state and federal politics.
Tom, with these comments from President Trump and the FBI director, do you worry about their consistent support for Second Amendment rights that you would be hoping that they would support?
It's certainly not what I want to be hearing, if that's what you mean. It's anything less than a full-throated endorsement of Second Amendment, regardless of the letter attached to the politician. And for that matter, not only Second Amendment, but any right is obviously concerning. That being said, with a couple checkered exceptions, President Trump, love him or hate him, if you are a Second Amendment advocate, there's no denying the fact that he has been very pro-Second Amendment on the policies as well as with his judicial appointments.
I want each of you in turn to speak to people who might be on the other side of this issue who say, carrying guns in public, the Second Amendment or not, it's inflammatory in some ways. It's going to raise the temperature, raise the risk of confrontations. Tom, what would you say to people who share those concerns?
Well, if you're carrying your firearm in public, there's obviously two ways of doing it. One is so-called open carry, where your firearm is perhaps openly holstered or slung in the event that it's a rifle or shotgun. And bluntly, I don't think that's a great idea to be going open carrying to a very dynamic, chaotic situation that's covered in law enforcement. Tensions are up and things can shift very rapidly. It's like going to observe a tornado and you're not a professional and you don't know what's going on or how to handle that. Anything can happen. Concealed carry is another matter, assuming, of course, that you're following the law. But for inflammatory, I guess I would say that I understand that, but it's really no different at the core root as somebody who's holding up a sign or a placard demonstrating and showing their core constitutional rights.
And Tom, you just reminded me of something I wanted to ask you. You talked earlier about the legality of concealed carry. What should people know about the legality of the open carry you were just talking about?
Sure. Well, in Minnesota, you require a license to either open carry or conceal carry. Here in beautiful Wisconsin, we have basically what's called permitless or constitutional carry, whereby if you are authorized as an adult to carry a firearm, in other words, there's no prohibiting factors like being a felon or having a qualified domestic abuse restraining order against you, things like that, then you're absolutely allowed to constitutional carry. There are some restrictions about the places you can go, like schools and post offices and so forth. So be sure to check your local listings on that.
And Blake, your message to people who think just having a firearm concealed or not in protest situations in public makes life more dangerous?
No, I don't think so at the root of it. People are allowed to express themselves. That said, conceal carry is definitely the way to go in most situations, especially when you're by yourself as an individual at places like a protest. Highly recommend the conceal carry. You can see from the narrative coming out of the White House and other officials that they're using it after the fact as justification. Up until Alex Preddy was brought to the ground violently. No one knew he was carrying a firearm, and his presence didn't raise tensions any more than any other of the observers.
And Blake, there have been comparisons made between the killing of Alex Preddy, people looking back at the August 2020 shootings in Kenosha, Kyle Rittenhouse carrying firearms, a protester on the other side carrying concealed firearms, ultimately two people in Kenosha killed. I understand, have some thoughts on comparing and contrasting here. Could you take a minute?
Yeah, that we shouldn't. Alex Preddy was in broad daylight observing with a cell phone, helping another observer up from the ground after they were pepper sprayed. Kyle Rittenhouse was paid to be out there by a local business. At night, there was active chaos. There should not be any lines drawn between the two. It's completely unfair. Alex Preddy never drew his firearm. He never fired a shot. The two should not be in the same conversation in America today.
And finally, Tom, can you leave us with a message? Somebody listening might be going to a place where protests or enforcement are happening. They're a concealed carry, doing that legally. Your advice for them if they find themselves in the middle of a somewhat chaotic scene?
Two things. Number one, you need to understand what your rights are. You need to understand what the law is to make sure that you don't run across any tripwires or break any laws yourself. You do need to understand that law enforcement, if you are armed, you will be treated differently. I'm not suggesting that that's necessarily fair, but it is the way that law enforcement is trained. Secondly, I would say that you need to be very cautious about when you're engaging with particularly any federal agents or federal law enforcement, that there are an enormous web, tangled web of if you do something to impede them, if you make contact with them, you could be committing a crime, even though that's not your true intention for whatever reason. So you need to be extraordinarily careful and cautious, understand your rights, understand how to raise them and use them.
Thanks to both of our guests, Tom Grieve, former state prosecutor, Second Amendment commentator, and Blake Alvarenga, founder of the Forward Initiative, offering firearm safety and concealed carry training in Wisconsin. We've been talking about Second Amendment rights in protest situations.